Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, it's breaking news from overnight.
Yeah, President Biden has pardoned his son Hunter, sparing the younger Biden from a possible prison sentence for those federal felony gun and tax convictions.
We get more from Jennifer King.
President Biden has pardoned Hunter Biden, sparing his younger son a possible prison sentence for three federal felony gun convictions in Delaware and a plea deal tax conviction in California. He extended the pardon to any other possible offenses against the United States going back to the beginning of 2014. In doing so, the president reverses past promises, ruling out a pardon or commutation. In a statement, Biden said he made the decision this weekend, saying, quote, "I believe in the justice system, but as I have wrestled with this, I also believe raw politics has infected this process and it led to a miscarriage of justice." President-elect Trump says in a social media post, the pardon was an abuse and miscarriage of justice, and described those convicted in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol as J6 hostages. Jennifer King, Washington.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is one of the first to praise President-elect Donald Trump's nomination of Kash Patel as FBI director. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation this weekend, Cruz says Trump is making good choices.
Kash Patel is a very strong nominee. I think the entire slate of cabinet nominees President Trump has put forward is very strong.
Cruz says Patel has a serious background as a prosecutor and stints in the intelligence department, and that he'll be a reformer in the FBI who will clean out, in his words, corrupt positions.
An update from a Dallas bishop after a health scare last week.
I'm grateful for this season in my life. I told you last Sunday that I'd see you this Sunday. And so here I am.
T.D. Jakes, the pastor at the Potter's House, the church that he helped found, shared in a video. He needed emergency surgery last week after he collapsed during his service last Sunday. He said it was a life-threatening incident and that anyone watching him was looking at a miracle. He didn't share much else, but he did say he's looking forward to worshiping together in person again.
The Greenville community is still grieving after 27-year-old Officer Cooper Dawson was killed last week in the line of duty.
The funeral is scheduled for tomorrow morning at Lake Point Church in Rockwall. The service begins at 10 a.m., but the doors will open at 9 so the public can honor the fallen officer. Officer Dawson was shot and killed while chasing suspect Christian Sparger. Sparger had four warrants out, all related to probation and parole violations. Sparger now faces capital murder charges. Dawson Dawson is the first Greenville police officer killed in the line of duty in over a century. He leaves behind a wife and three children. From the 24-hour news center, Georgia Alfredas, News Radio, KRLD.
The city of Ennis is under a boil water notice and has canceled school today after a water main break. City officials say the break's likely due to the cold weather. When they shut off valves at the main break site to isolate the leak, there was a pressure buildup. It caused a chain reaction. Six other bursts happened at other pipes. Under the boil water notice, households are warned to heat up any tap water to be used for drinking or washing due to possible bacteria. Again, you have to boil it. The city will have a bottled water distribution site open starting at 8 this morning for all impacted residents. That's at their fire station number 1, which is right across from Ennis High School.
A Connecticut mansion destroyed in a fire triggered by a turkey fryer on Thanksgiving. The fire began in the garage where the turkey was being fried for about 25 people who were estimated at the $2.8 million home. And I'm so sorry, can one turkey feed 25 people?
Yes.
Is that right?
Well, you have a lot of other stuff, too.
God, well, that makes sense. The home was at least 10,000 square feet. Firefighters from multiple different departments fought the flames for over 16 hours.
Wow.
With a preliminary investigation pointing to a fried turkey. No injuries reported. The house was deemed uninhabitable. Firefighters unable to immediately access the water since a car drove over the hose. Don't drive over fire hoses.
No.
And just don't fry turkeys. It just ends badly always.
The turkey could not be reached for comment.
Yeah.
But they did point to the fried turkey.
Yeah.
Turkey was like,
no doubt,
fried.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is still no explanation why an Anderson County judge quietly and suddenly removed herself from the controversial death penalty case of Robert Roberson.
As we first reported last week, Anderson County Senior District Judge Deborah Oakes Evans recused herself from the Roberson case a week ago today and asked that another judge be appointed for future hearings. It caught Roberson's defense team off guard, and the lead defense attorney still hasn't been served the official papers. She doesn't know what this means going forward. Roberson's case has drawn national attention because a House committee feels he was wrongfully convicted of the 2002 murder of his daughter. The committee was temporarily able to delay the execution, which was to have been the middle of October. But the court order that blocked the execution has been lifted. No new date has been set. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to December. For me, if we could go back and do November again, I'd take it. For the market, it was just absolutely phenomenal. Now, historically, the last couple of months of the year are good, but not that good. The Dow and the S&P average were up on Friday in that little excuse me session of 3.5 hours that we were obliged to have, and we closed up to record highs there. The month of November saw the Dow up 7.5%, NASDAQ up 5.7%, S&P at 5.7%, NASDAQ up 6.2%. It was the best November, well, the best month of the year, November was. And December tends to be strong, but now the worry is that, well, maybe we got some of the December out of the way and packed it in November, reacting to the election, reacting to the Treasury Secretary, and reacting to a very strong economy. I mean, you look at what happened over the weekend, $420 million in gross go at the movie business, with, I think, Moana 2 alone bringing in $221 million. Then we saw some of the retail sales figures that are coming in. We're still not going to see, well, I guess we get final figures later on today, maybe after Cyber Monday, but MasterCard said the spending pulse said Black Friday sales were up 3.4%. Crude's up 95 cents right now, 68.94. Gold's headed south, down $12 and a dime, 26.68.90. Interest rates firming back up a little bit to 4.21%. If the Dow opened right now, it'd be up another 25. The NASDAQ would be up 33. And the S&P average up 4. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KROQ.
Happening right now, President Biden is in Africa. He's not at the White House. He's in Africa. He's in Angola to counter China's growing influence in the region there.
It was victory number 15 for the Dallas Stars last night. Tristan Ryans knows all about it.
A big 3-1 win last night for the Dallas Stars over their Central Division rivals in the Winnipeg Jets, with this moment from Wyatt Johnston in the first to get Dallas going.
The Stars push it ahead. He had to slow down. Got it to Harley. A cutter. Score! Wyatt Johnston!
Call on Victory Plus from the 24-Hour News Center. I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Hey, the holiday season is here, and as more people get together, infections spike. Dr. Jason Bowling is an infectious disease specialist at the University of Texas San Antonio. He talks about what rural Americans need to know about respiratory diseases like the flu and COVID.
I think over time, many people have gotten very comfortable with flu and COVID happening in the fall and winter. But it's important to look at the numbers because there's some serious impact that people should be aware of.
He says during this last flu season from 2023 to 2024, about 500,000 people were hospitalized with flu and about 900,000 people were hospitalized with COVID-19.
Well, the start of this month means it's getting close to that dreaded, or if you like it, much expected holiday party.
For some companies, it's a tradition to have a visit from old St. Nick, but Mitch Allen, who runs the Texas-based HireSanta.com, says that smaller companies cannot afford it this year.
Instead of having a big event, having Santa come in and entertain, they're likely settling for something smaller.
But when it comes to larger companies, he says they are ramping up their use of Santa to drive traffic and connect with consumers, signaling confidence in this holiday season. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
They've just hired me this year to be Santa. It's going to be very disappointing to everybody. Yeah. It's going to be sad, and
Grow
people aren't going to like it. I'm working on it really, really fast.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.